Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to give you guys this stat. Rob and I looked this up. Out of the last 20 years in the postseason, there has only been 4 years in which the AFC 1 and 2 seed and the NFC 1 and 2 seed have all advanced to the final four, the last four teams of the playoffs. So only 4 times in the last 20 years do you get the 4 best teams in the league playing in the AFC and NFC championship game. Somebody's losing this weekend. That's what history tells you. The same way that we say before the season that somebody who was in last place is going to win their division, that's what history tells you. History tells you that, hey, all 4 of these home teams are not winning this weekend. I think that Buffalo is winning. I do think that they're going to pull off this upset, so to speak. I think that they're going to win. I think that that team's the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Rams are going on the road, and I think the Rams are winning that game outright. I think the Rams have the better coach. I think the Rams have the better quarterback. I think the Rams offensively are going to be able to score, and I know the first time that those two teams played each other, Saquon Barkley went crazy in that matchup. I think they match up a little bit better. Their D-line is playing with a lot of confidence after what just happened last week. I think the upset for the weekend is going to be that the Rams are going on the road, and I think they're pulling off the upset. Do you have an upset happening this weekend, Rob? Is there something that you're looking at when we're getting ready for these games?
Man, me and you are looking at the same game. Maybe this is unfair by me. It's a little bit of, you know, talking out of both sides of my mouth. If the Ravens were to beat the Bills, which I did earlier in our parlay that I don't believe that's going to happen, I would take the Bills on the money line. I know that's a seeding upset, like the 3 seed beat the 2 seed, but that doesn't feel like an upset to me if Lamar Jackson, who could have won MVP, goes on the road as a 1.5 point favorite and gets a win. Like, I know that Vegas spreads are not the end all be all, but that doesn't feel very upsetty to me it does shake out that way. But I see the same way as you. If I had to pick an upset this weekend, it would be the Rams. I do not buy into this Eagles team. They feel like they have a lot of right under the surface drama that just hasn't exploded onto the surface because winning cures all ills. But AJ Brown was reading a book during the game last week. He had 1 catch for 6 yards on the sideline. He's reading a book. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, they said preseason they buried the hatchet and they're working together going forward. But it always seems like there's just something amiss there. And I guess it maybe stems from the fact I don't like Sirianni. He's fighting with fans. It feels like the Eagles are 1 bad loss away from an expose on The Athletic about how terrible things were in the culture, and just winning cures all ills, because it feels off with the Eagles. So I like the Rams, but the weather has me a little bit shook.
Yeah, I think at least in this matchup, what kind of scares me about the Eagles and what has for the last couple of years is, if we're saying that this is a coach in a quarterback league and you're gonna need your quarterback to make plays, do you trust Jalen Hurts to make a big-time throw in a big-time spot? I think the Eagles have the worst remaining quarterback in the postseason. I think they're dead last. I know you're not sold on C.J. Stroud. I'd rather have C.J. Stroud than have Jalen Hurts. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than have him. I think he is the worst quarterback remaining. And if you're telling me that it's 3rd and 7 and you need your quarterback to make a big-time play, I don't know if I trust Jalen Hurts to do that right now. And I do trust Matthew Stafford to do that. And ultimately, I think that's going to be the difference. I think the Rams are going on the road, and I think they're pulling off the upset. I think they're knocking off the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. We'll continue to get you ready for the divisional round matchup.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.